Praise be Jesus and Mary. This gospel that we have today, where our Lord is instructing his disciples from a passage in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It is something that we ourselves can be tempted with, this concept of, you know, a certain equality. If I've been wronged, then I should likewise be able to reciprocate that wrong in an equal manner, as it were. This is the purpose of saying the old saying from the Old Testament, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Another context which is often missed is this is in the context of the judges who are to render a judgment to correct a wrong, that when it's brought before a judge, that you should turn around, you know, according to whatever the wrong is, there's an equality. You know, if we take it to this gospel or this first reading that we had today with what Jezebel had done regarding the death, putting to death of Naboth, she arranges to have him by a false means, falsely accused, to put him to death. And if you remember the story of Daniel and Susanna, she too was falsely accused by two judges of Israel and was going to be put to death. Only Daniel, in this case, there's no Daniel in this account. And so, but if you remember, Daniel in that account called the Israelites who were about to stone Susanna, and they say, you know, they have falsely accused her. Let's come back and examine this a little further. Had they done this in this case with Naboth, they would have probably found out that these two gentlemen were rascals, as she said, go out and find two scoundrels, you know, to bear false witness. And they found these people. Had they been found out, according to Jewish law, as in the case with Susanna, they themselves were liable to be put to death, because they not only would these two scoundrels be put to death, but so would have Jezebel and Ahab, because he should have searched out. You know, something was up here, you know. All of a sudden, Naboth is dead. He should have said, what? Naboth is dead? What did you do? But he's quite happy to go off and claim the vineyard. And we know God does not sit idly with this. This is actually punished. And we'll probably hear it as we go through and continue this week with these readings. But it's important for us to bear in mind our own Catholic life, this real concept which our Lord asks us, which he continues in his little catechesis here, you know, that to be forgiving, not to strike out, not to seek an equality in a wrong being done, but to forgive. This is that whole concept of, you know, if someone strikes your right cheek, let them strike the other one as well. And if he wants to go to you to law, and this we find even in today's world, oftentimes people who pursue their rights, taking it to court, find out that, you know, taking it to court, if you don't settle out of court, try to settle out of court, when you get all said and done with the, you know, between the justice and everything, they say they take you to the cleaners, you lose a lot more than you would have if you had just settled out of court. And so we can go on. Generosity. And this even comes down to daily dealings with others. When people ask us to help in various ways, we do have to take into consideration certainly the needs of our own families, our own obligations. And yet, if we are pressed, our Lord tells us to be generous, to go that extra mile, not just to go the 1 mile, but to try to go the little bit extra. And sometimes it can be really costly because it may not be appreciated. This is another aspect of the extra mile. And if we stop and think about it, how often we live this out really in family life, you know, going the extra mile, where, you know, mothers and fathers have to, you know, do so much for their children. And a lot of times the children aren't even really aware of all that's being done, the sacrifices that are made. They say usually it's about 10 years. You have to wait till they're out of the house about 10 years. And they usually have their own kids and family, and they come up one day and say, thank you. All of a sudden, they realize the sacrifices that were made. We Because we don't have a concept of all that's being done. How much more true is this than between us and God? You know, this season, which we have just finished with Easter, the liturgy is going to draw us again back to the Eucharist, as we know we're heading towards Corpus Christi. You know, and to thank our Lord for the many sacrifices that he's made for us. All the things that he does in our lives, which really we're unaware of. You know, if he can say the just man sins seven times, and how many times can we know, how many times, you know, is it count those times that we've actually failed? And we actually honestly say, and for all the things that I've offended God by, which I'm not wholly aware, then how much more so the good that God has done for us. And to be grateful for that. And he's the first one who teaches us, you know, this forgiveness, this generosity that we're speaking about here today. So as we continue this week, you know, we've just celebrated Trinity Sunday. After really contemplating, I want to say, from Advent, the Lord at the Church, Holy Mother Church, has been taking us through these days, through these mysteries, which concluded with kind of really the height, the center of all our Christian faith, is that belief in the divine Trinity. That's the height of our religion. Everything about our prayers, what we say and do, are always involving the Trinity. And yet we go from this mystery again to reminding us, how did we find out about it? And it's through the Son of God. That humanity which he took upon himself. And so we're led again to the Eucharist so that we might deepen our knowledge in this blessed Trinity. To thank God for all that he's done for us, for having gone that extra mile, taught us how to forgive, how to love. May we unite ourselves with our Blessed Mother as we continue to pray and prepare during this week for Corpus Christi. We might, in a special way, receive our Lord in this season, this week and Sunday for us, Thursday some places, Sunday, I believe, for us here, to thank our Lord and to receive him in a special way this coming Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.